Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Fetty J, and man, your shopping boy, Tatum, as usual. But the theme song is completely hot. As usual, I feel like I'm coming to a coliseum when I hear it. But anyways, man, I'm just glad. Man, this week has been, it's been great. Just really just coming back onto the Blog Talk is just crazy. You know, I know I haven't done shows on Blog Talk in a hot minute. I've been really focusing on the station, my own station, taking care of that. That's taking care of us. So we're back here doing shows over here and enjoying it. But today, as far as what's going down today on the show, we got my girl, Queen, straight from the city of H-Town, Houston, Texas, for those of y'all who are up on gaming what that is. This is definitely going down. We'll be talking to her and kind of getting her story, and also we'll be playing one of her tracks, How Can You Say. We'll be playing that today on the show, too, so then we're going to go ahead and get it in. We'll go ahead. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to the line and pick her up, because I see her now. Let me go ahead and open the line for her. What's up, Queen?
Hey, what's going on, Teddy J? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, you know. Just glad it's another day to be blessed to be living, so I'm happy.
Right. Likewise, and I thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. I told you, I'm a man of my word. I like, as I said, like when people continually look out for me and they grind. First of all, they grind up for themselves, and then when they are like, okay, I'm gonna support this dude too, I gotta find a way that I'm always feel like I gotta find another way. Like, hey, I gotta find another way how I'm gonna support this person. So
right.
Why not use the airwaves for that?
And I mean, for upcoming artists like myself, it's always a blessing to have people that step outside of their comfort zone and are willing to support those unfamiliar names, because with the networking available, with the online radio that you're presenting with to artists like myself, it's always a way to come together and touch somebody in a different area that you don't necessarily get to interact with.
Exactly. So. I feel when we do not do these shows too, it's great because I get the chance to meet like different artists and I get to hear different music, and people don't understand why my music taste is so wide variety, because I hear different music from different type of artists.
Right. And, I mean, even being in Houston, we have so many different artists that network with a lot of Dallas, Denton area artists as well. So a lot of the time, some of these names are familiar names, and then get to branch out, and then, you know, we all come together. But, I mean, just having the start of the Dust Spot, being able to put your music, your videos, you know, just taking a little time. There's no such thing as too much networking. So you can always reach out to somebody that you never knew, and who knows, they can become your biggest fan. You never know.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to commend you. I mean, just like I said, commend you yet again for how you just conduct yourself. And first off, we're going to go ahead and go to, like, your background story.
Okay.
So this is, like, let's go ahead and go, let's talk your name. How did you come to name Queen? Because when they take a cover name like that, people are like, they're like intimidated all of a sudden, like, hold on, I got to watch this chick.
Yeah, it's very catchy, and I take pride in that name. I mean, I've grown up around a lot of men in my life, and it's like that's the ultimate honor to be called that. It's no competition. I'm not saying queen of this, queen of that. It's just queen, and that's strength. That represents strength, authority. And then you always have to have a supporting group behind you. And, you know, I take pride in walking like a woman, being strong like a woman, but also being strong enough to stand my ground in a male-dominated field. You know, never taking anything from anybody, whether it's male or female, but also understanding my role as a queen to make sure I represent my team, SDS, Stomp Down Soldiers, very well. And also, I mean, I take it as representing the whole female society community. I mean, it's very tough already as a female to make noise in this industry appropriately. Some people always feel it necessary to go the other route to maintain some type of fame or to receive some type of fame. I've never done that. I will do that. And I thank God for J-Dawg, the Young Hog, captain of Stomp Down, and he's also Boss Hog with Slim Thug, as a lot of people may know. But I thank God for him because he's a God-fearing man, and he understands what it's like to have a strong woman by his side who also, you know, we're very spiritual people, and that's why we're very successful. But, you know, with queen comes strength. With queen comes faith. With queen comes a message and a story. So that's what that name represents.
Well, definitely. And, like, when it comes to, like, with your music, what you do as well, too, is interesting. It's like you're from Houston, but you got, like, this East Coast sound with, like,
right,
a southern slang to it. It's crazy.
Right.
I'm like, listen, I'm like, dang, is she sure she's from Houston? I'm sitting here like, it's blowing my mind.
You know, in fact, that's weird because I get that a lot. A lot of the tracks that I like to write to are actually kind of like an East Coast themed track. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Nas, of a lot of the East Coast rappers, Beanie Siegel, Freeway, Jay-Z, Big, rest in peace. I mean, one for sure, Nas, who kicked that knowledge, you know. It's just being able to tell a story a different way. A lot of people are used to a Southern swag that's kind of slow. It's kind of, I don't want to call it basic, but sometimes you get basic, but you get basic all across the country. But, you know, I always make sure I can appeal to the world, you know, whether it's singing, because I really take my singing serious. Whether it's rapping, I take my rapping seriously. But every time I get on a track, I want to make sure that when you close your eyes, you can paint a picture. You can see exactly what I'm talking about, whether it's love, whether it's overcoming a struggle, whether it's just having supporting and having the support of those around you. You know, whatever it is, I always want to be able to paint a picture with my music.
Most definitely. And it definitely, it gives you a sense of respect. People will respect you more for that because you're just doing you.
Right,
and
right.
That made me respect you more. I was like, okay, she really is trying to do her own thing. She's not trying to be like anybody else. You
right.
might have like small similarities to somebody, but you're not. But I could really see you just trying to be yourself in the music industry.
Exactly. And even for new artists, there's always going to be a similarity because you're following someone. You know, it's up to the artist to, you feel me, find their self in between, you know, following the lead. We got Nicki Minaj, even Candy Red that came out of Houston, who kicked some of these doors open. We got Just Brittany, who kind of kicking the doors open for more females to come about. Now, With that being said, of course, when they hear a rapper, there's only so many handful of female rappers that you can kind of compare a new artist to. So I make sure they get queen out of everything. Now, the way I may write a track may be similar to something, but, hey, who doesn't hear a track and say, hey, he kind of sound like Kanye on this, or he kind of sound like, you know, it's just making sure you maintain your own identity on all your music, though, and I make sure I do that.
Right, most definitely, most definitely. Okay, so, I mean, we talked about the name and basically that, but how did you actually get into the music industry? Like, what led you to say music is something you wanted to do?
Oh, man, I grew up around music. You know, my mother, I was raised in the church, so, of course, it started from the little girl in the choir. And then it came next, I was blessed with imagination. So now I can kind of write my own stories kind of, you know, to myself. But as time goes by, I did a whole karaoke machine for Christmas, writing songs, I'm recording on the tape. I mean, you know, it developed from just a girl in the choir to really being able to communicate with people through music. I mean, I've been writing since like 9, been singing since like 5, you know, and I finally started to take myself serious when I did like a religious, I did a religious feature back in the day. New Wine was a part of it. It was a lot of local artists that were a part of this. And people were like, man, you need to do something. You really need to take yourself serious because we believe in you. And it was maybe 2 years ago when J-Dawg had, he was looking for a singer. And I've been kind of selfish with my music because a lot of times my music is therapeutic. I never looked at myself to be some Hollywood star. And I still don't. I do music because it's special to me. So when J-Dawg heard me, he was like, Queen, what are you doing? You need, man, the world needs to hear. You need to come out with a mixtape. So, you know, we build a bond. We're starting to lay a foundation of a new thing coming out of Houston, following his lead. And, you know, music, I'm starting to touch a lot of these men. Men can put me in their deck and ride to me. You know, a lot of time a female voice can get annoying at times, which is true. Males get annoying too, but, you know, we got a little tougher. But I like to make music that's tough enough for the men in the streets that can listen to it, but also the slow music, the R&B music that I make is you know, it's kind of balanced enough to where a man won't feel so mushy, so to say, listening to it, you know. And the ladies, they get to hear a strong woman that's appealing to them, that's just like them, who can appeal to the men that they are, that they, you know, listen to, and to the, you know, they can sit around and ride to the music with a man and everybody comfortable. So it's just a good enough balance for everybody to enjoy.
Oh, definitely. Okay, so we're gonna chop that some more with you when we come back. Thanks for the play one of your tracks. Now, how can I say, kind of explain like the direction you were going when you made this track.
Okay, How Can You Say is one of my softer songs, so to say. That song came about as, for me being in the industry, I kind of flipped the script. Like, the words in the song are a female who's dating someone who's in the industry who wants the man to know, hey, I'm here and I understand that you're busy, but I also need you to understand that you have someone that loves you, someone that supports you, and who kind of needs you to recognize that even in the midst of being busy. So it's kind of like, you know, the opposite of what I may go through, because I'm actually the person that's in the industry, and I would need my man to feel the way I felt on that song.
No, definitely. I think I'm a busy person myself, and if people understand that, when you try to talk to me, I let them know I'm a busy person.
Right.
So if you're going to check it out right now, this is debuting on Life at the Dust Live Radio right now. Here we go. This is Queen, How Can You Say? And we'll be right back. We'll be chopping up some more. And if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in at 347-202-0389. Let's get it.
baby. I know you felt it, baby. But it seems so far away. I see your dreams on far away. I'm trying to mark my place. So when I look you in your face, I'm searching for the love. Tend to kiss, tight hug. Yeah. Patiently waiting on the phone to ring. Can't wait to tell you nice things. Like how you mean the world to me. And I'm lonely when you're on the road. But even when you're home, I know you're on the go. I know my role and I ain't rushing, I'm just hinting, baby. But tell me, are you listening, baby? Don't be afraid, don't keep the distance, baby. Cause when you're lonely, I'll be with you, baby. Ready when you hit me, baby.
How can you say you'll be okay if you don't even try?
About you, sweet text messages and all that shit. I wanna touch you, kiss your forehead. I wanna love like no one ever did, real shit. Come be my king and I respect you, baby. Cause I'm the queen and I'll protect you, baby. Never neglect you, baby. And when you wanna kick your feet up, just call my phone so we can meet up. Baby, making sweet love. Tears falling down my face cause I'm so embraced by the feeling that your eyes take me. I love it when you roll up the cushion. My phone tell me, queen, come and ride with me. And the feeling's so mutual. I know that I can be the truth to you, cause I can see the truth in you. Baby, do what you choose to do. Don't be afraid to make the first move.
Everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live before Fetty J. Got my girl Queenie here. Man, I was so stoked, man. And that was you singing as well on the chorus, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I gave him a little taste.
She was singing. You weren't singing, you were singing. There's a difference.
A little bit. Did a little singing. Yeah, that was just a taste of both worlds, you know, a little singing, a little rapping, you know, just a little ski taste.
All right. I'm definitely feeling that song. I checked it out last night when you sent it to me. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
it kind of take you back too, because it kind of, like, it's a story. Like, a lot of people just, they don't get to really, they don't, a lot of female artists, like you said before, just don't feel that they can share stories like that. They feel like they have to go a certain lane in order to get attention, but you don't have to.
Right. In fact, that's the common thing to do. In fact, most people, you know, expect a female to either talk about, you know, being sexy or talk about, you know, just getting money or whatever it is, which I don't knock anybody for the way they do their music, because everybody, I get sexy sometimes too, but it's a way to do it. And like I said, it goes back to my name, Queen. You know, with Queen, most people know that if people and you see grown men calling another woman Queen with no strings attached, you know that there's some form of respect involved. So even the times I get, you know, grown, so to say, I still keep it tasteful. So, you know, I commend anybody on how they do their music in their particular lane that they go in, but I like to keep it versatile. In fact, most people don't expect a story out of a female. I have songs from even just struggling, being raised by a single mother who's ill, or being, you know, around a lot of men and seeing life through a struggling man's eyes, because sometimes this world can be hard on a strong man. And I respect any man that's out there hustling and grinding to make sure they take care of their family. I respect any woman that's out there, you know, creating lanes for other women behind them to follow up. So, you know, I like to give them a taste of everything.
Most definitely. And I said, that's just the way you got to do things. And a lot of people, but some male artists too, you know, they have a problem doing that as well. You know,
right.
Doing the... They follow a certain trend and don't do themselves. And but just like you said, it's just harder for females when it comes to their music.
Right. And not only that, sometimes when you hear a female that talks about street activity or talk about, you know, just a tough life, sometimes people won't take it too serious. I mean, delivery is everything. You can hear experience in somebody's voice. I take pride that I write all my music. I write music for other people. I take pride in that too. I really enjoy writing my own music because I have a relationship with all those words that I put on paper. You know, in fact, when people get the reality out of the music that I put out, it creates, you know, a stronger relationship, whether it's business, whether it's just in life. I have people come up to me that say, "Man, you don't know how much your music and J-Dawg music touch me," because it's real music. We're not trying to, you know, appeal to the majority. We're trying to appeal to those who feel us, you know, and normal people go through things. Even the rich, the famous, they go through even more. So, you know, just keeping a realistic view on what music can do to people that are in your immediate circle, that's how you, you know, touch more people than you ever expected. So.
Well, definitely. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my phone lines and see if we got people off in the building. Let's go to the first one. 570, you're on Life of the Dust Live. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to say that she's really putting a good meanings out there, and I appreciate it. There's not a lot of people that really talk about the family, about family and a story behind it, and not dealing with gangs and other stuff. That really makes a meaning out of it, and she's getting her point across.
Was definitely, man. I appreciate you all calling in and showing some love to her.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Most definitely. All right, I'm going to come back to you, 570. Let's go ahead and go see who else we got in here. We got someone from the 713. You're on Life at the Desk Live. What's up?
Hey, what's the deal, man? It's your boy Darryl Perkins, man. I had to call in to show my girl Queen some love, man. You know, she out here ripping in Houston, you know, in a real good way. You know, anybody that's ripping where I'm from, for one, gonna get my support, because we all come from the same background, shit. We all connected some way. But shit, somebody that's really representing, making Houston look good, man, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? So everybody listening, man, support your girl Queen, man. She doing big things. She continue to do it. Real talk.
Definitely, man. And well, I got you on too. Did you have a question that you want to ask her that you feel she wants to know about?
Man, I think this is a question everybody out there want to know, man. Queen, when you gonna get you a king, Queen?
Ah, Hey, patience is a virtue. That's the safe answer. No, hey, I'm just waiting on the king to reveal himself.
Already. Hey, well, y'all have a good day, man. I really appreciate the show. I'm really enjoying myself.
Thanks for your support. Man.
We appreciate you too, man.
All right.
Oh, yes, the juicy questions for me. I like what people do it for me because I like to try to be the good. I try to become the good guy most of the time. So I like other people ask the juicy questions.
Right. Get the juice. Gotta get the juice. No, how to handle those questions.
Right. That's the thing. That's another thing about this energy thing. Make sure you know how to. Because some people are like, they right. Saying, for the next 30 minutes.
Yep.
All right, we got another person from the 832 in the building. What's up? Somebody just listening. I'm going to go ahead and meet that mind back. All right, well, we got a couple more minutes left in the show. Let's say, first of all, I just want to thank everyone that called in and showed some love to the show. We definitely appreciate you. And I want to definitely go ahead and touch back on, too, before we really roll out here in a few, is, like, kind of give us some industry tips, like, as far as what's something you can tell someone that's up and coming, that's the best advice they can do as far as I'm about to come to this industry, what's the best thing I can roll with?
The best advice I can give, first of all, I'm not sure of everyone's spirituality, but me, I'm a Christian, and I keep God first, off top. Second of all, when it comes to any business, especially music, when you finally make the decision to dedicate yourself 100%. You know, find any avenue to stay busy. Never forget yourself. Never compromise your own character to please anybody, because I always look at it like this. If you enjoy my music now, you like me the way I am now. So don't come get me and try to change me, because I'm always going to be queen, always. But the key to it is, like I say, stay busy. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. So networking, there's no such thing as too much networking. And even when you feel like you have that green light that is almost there, it's always more to do. There's always more people to reach. There's always more work to be put in. But staying busy takes you a long way. I learned that. Some days you lose sleep. Some days you lose friends. Some days you gain friends. But, you know, surround yourself with those who believe in your dream, whether or not they are there physically. But just always surround yourself with those who believe in you and keep negative energy away from you.
That's the best advice I'm looking to have right there. All right. Let everyone know that they can keep up with you, you know, the nosy people on the social networks, how they can keep up with you.
Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Queen of SDS, and also add me on Queendom Come on Facebook, Queendom Come. That's Q-U-E-E-N-D-O-M, Come, C-O-M-E. And, you know, like I said, I'm far from Hollywood. I enjoy networking. I enjoy talking to those who support me and those who just want to get to know a little bit about Queen. And also, I hate to do my shout-out thing, but, you know, I have to thank those who always stand behind me. You know, J-Dog and the whole SDS family, B-King and the Houstonas, Trey 100, D-100, XB Thugs, Federale, Al, Rashad, my mother, my brother, Steady Marvin. I mean, the whole city of Houston is starting to come together and believe in these underground artists. We need way more support from each other, because that's how we can take over. Houston is so big that we all just need to kind of stick together and support these movements that's going on. We got a lot of stuff coming out of the city.
But yeah, like I definitely got to see your city.
Right.
Because I get lost every time I go there, I get lost. And I'll be on Westheimer and get lost. If you can make fun of me, you get lost on Westheimer.
Yep. That's how it is, Houston.
All right. I'm going ahead and close. I always close. First off, I was trying to make sure I shout out as many people as possible without saying too much or missing anyone.
Right.
I just want to shout out to everyone that shows me love, supports the show almost out to know about Northwest Urban Entertainment. And heck, everyone else that's involved with it. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end the show how we always do it, and that's in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a queen or there's a you. Your God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned into another episode of Life of the Dust Live. We will see y'all. We might see y'all tomorrow. We'll see about that. But if not, we'll see y'all next Monday. So y'all stay blessed and know that stay blessed and unstressed and don't worry about the haters, as I say on Monday.
Yes, yes.